Needless to say, when you read this parable, what you discover is this is one of the most challenging things that Jesus ever says to people, and one of the most challenging things he says to us as well. He's saying, the response to this parable is this: who is in charge of your life, and what's your response to that person? It's one of these punch you in the mouth and knock you down statements that Jesus makes. Now, the context of the parable from Mark is that Jesus is talking to a large group of people, including the religious leaders, who think they know what God wants. And he paints a fantastic picture of this vineyard. It's got a wall. It's nicely laid out. There's a watchtower. This place is cared for before the master rents it out to people and goes away. And that's an important detail there. He doesn't give the vineyard to the people. He rents it to them so they steward it and look after it. It's not something that they own. And that was true of all the things that God gave to the religious people of his day. It's true of all the things in life that God gives us now. All the talents, gifts, and abilities and possessions that God places in my hand and in your hands, we do not own. We steward them for the King and for his purposes. And so at some point, the parable says God sent his messengers to the people and said, there's some rent to be paid. And what that means is this: how is your life as a life of worship? What are you giving back to the King? Now, Israel's story is this: every time God gave them stuff, they held it for themselves and said, we're going to use it for our ends. And every time one of the prophets came to speak to them about giving it back to God, there was torment and there was anguish and there was conflict. The prophets said, God's in charge. The people said, no, we're in charge. And there was conflict going on. And that's the history until ultimately Jesus says this: God sent me. God sent his Son. And you are not going to listen to me. You are not going to listen to that Son. And you are going to seek to take charge of what's going on. And the truth is, 2,000 years or so later, that same question is asked of us. Who's in charge? And what's our response to that? Jenny's going to come up and she's going to explain how we're going to explore that question in the next 10 minutes or so.
So we want to make this very real this morning, very applicable to your life tomorrow and the next day and the next day. So what we would love you to do is spend some time talking with others about this whole passage and these whole ideas. So you should have been given a sheet that folds up when you came in. It says together on. And on the inside, there are three circles, one marked time, one marked money, and one marked relationships. And what we would like you to do is, in your families, or with your partner, or with those around you that are at a similar life stage, we would love you to talk about how much of your resources, your time, your money, and your relationships go on different things. Does that make sense? So you make like a pie chart, like you would have done at maths at school. Nod if you're with me. So I might say, well, this is just, I'm making this up off the top of my head. My time, I might spend half of my time going to the gym, which isn't true, clearly. Okay, so I might divide my circle in half, and half of it is gym time, and a quarter of it might be, I don't know, going to work, and a third of what's left might be going shopping. And does that make sense? So divide up these circles, and you can do it as a family, you can do it as individuals, you can do it pertaining to the sort of life stage that you might be at. Use it however it's appropriate. So you've got time, you've got money, which might be a slightly easier one to do. And then you've got relationships. And this is a trickier one. Think about the significant relationships that you're invested in. And how much of your time do you spend in each of those relationships? So that's the first part of the activity. And once that is done, after maybe 5 or 10 minutes, what we would love you to do is then to turn to a wider group around you and share your pie charts with one another and talk about what surprises you about the pie charts that that you've drawn, what questions you might be prompted to ask yourself about them, and then also, please get down from the pillar, thanks very much, also how those things relate to the up and the in and the out of our lives, okay? So the up things where we focus on our relationship with God, the in things where we focus on our relationship with community and other people, and the out things where we focus on how we take Jesus' love out into a hurting and broken world. So it's all there on the sheet, so hopefully it's self-explanatory. Now, if you've got younger children under the age of 3 who perhaps aren't going to cope very well with this activity, we've set up a play area at the back where they can go and do some building activities, which absolutely relates to what we're going to look at in terms of an archway a little bit later in the service. So you can go over there, let them play, and then you can discuss together around about that area these questions together. If you've got children from the age of maybe 3 to 7 or 8 who you also feel might not engage brilliantly with this discussion, we've got a more hands-on practical activity down here where we'd like you to build a collage of an archway of the things that we stack into our lives. So Claire and Bryony are going to be helping in that area. So if you feel that your children aren't going to engage brilliantly with this discussion, you might find it really helpful to go to there. And we're also going to use this picture later in the service. So I would love it if some of you wanted to go and engage there. So if you're very young, you can go and play and your parents can talk around about you and include you in that way. If you're a little bit older, you can do this very hands-on activity, collaging on the floor. And otherwise, we'd love you to turn to those around you, perhaps those that you came with this morning or those that you know well. Discuss these circles and then let's have a wider discussion about this. And then we're going to pull things back together in maybe 10 or 15 minutes time. At the same time, you can get a cup of tea or coffee and something to eat if you'd like. There's a coffee station at the back there. There's one by the radiator here. And you can also go to the hatch. So please enjoy this time together and connect well together, and let's see what we get out of this at the end of it.
Well, sorry, we got a little bit confused, Jenny, me there, but here we go. So what we hope you've been looking at is this idea of what God gives you and places in your hands. And I think what God says is, how do you respond with what I give you? What do you give back and what do you place under my control? And as we read this parable and we get to the end of the parable, Jesus says this: look, people rejected me and people will reject me. But I'm like that most important stone, like the capstone, the thing which is at the center of the building, which holds everything together. And that's an incredible thing. And I think what Jesus says to us all these years later is this: what elements of your life support that capstone? What is the fruit of your life that you give back to me? Now, the Apostle Paul in Romans, he starts to talk to us about this when he talks about our lives being acts of worship. And he says, "Dear friends, God is good. So I beg you to offer your bodies to him as a living sacrifice, pure and pleasing." That's the most sensible way to serve God. And Paul is saying to us this: it's almost like the things that God gives you, you have to say, well, they are yours, God. I give them back to you. My time, my energy, my money, and my resources, I place them all at your disposal. You're in charge, and I will follow what you ask me to do. I will worship you with my life. And that extends to everything. That extends to all the stuff we have. And some of it is a bit surprising. I'm going to invite the guys from backstage up just now. Backstage, if you don't know, are one of our discipleship environments. And they're going to invite you to join them if you're not part of a DE, but also going to explain how this fits in with what we've talked about today as well.